So yeah, earlier we were talking about ChatGPT and the millions of jobs that it could already replace.
Crazy. 4.8 million, you said.
And that's just scratching the surface.
Whoa.
And they're talking millions more. And again, instead of talking 4 or 5 years down the road as the technology gets better, no, this is like by the end of the year, months
away. That's scary.
They had artificial intelligence calling the Masters golf tournament. This is what it sounded like.
Sepp Straka, 28 years old from Austria, is going to hit from the pine straw on hole one. He took stroke two, and the ball traveled 162 yards into the greenside bunker.
That's not a person.
That's just the beginning. I mean, wait till they refine that and make him personable.
Yes.
And
that's what they talked about.
Oh,
and this is not years down the road. This is, 6 months.
This is our baseline right here. They're just going to build and make that better.
Sure. Yeah.
It's scary.
How many millions of people will be out of work because of ChatGPT, artificial intelligence? And that's the warning that a lot of these people that are talking about it are saying, hey, you need to put limits on this thing.
Wow. Who's going to police that?
I don't know. What do you need people calling a baseball game for? Once you refine that a little bit.
Yeah.
Chip and the guys at Bush are gone.
You just put a camera up there and it can read the numbers. It can read so it knows the players, so it knows the distance, and it knows the... It's a little technical, but they'll refine that. Well,
and then for us, for Nancy and Rick, who sit here and go,
oy, oy, oy.
How far down the road before it can replace us?